This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Jenks, we know you are covering the draft for the Washington Commanders, who I think is in that really exciting spot of getting a possible quarterback. Do you think the vibes are good in Washington? Are people really excited to get a new face and possibly a very good face at quarterback?
Yes, very much. This is an awesome time to be a Commanders fan. You have to think about the bigger picture here, which is Dan Snyder is gone. You have an awesome ownership group in now. So changes are already taking place. I can tell you just being out at the park once a week that for months they had people coming in and just observing. And this was from the top down. And they were observing everything from the food that was being served to the content that was being produced, to looking at the facilities, looking at the schedules. Everything was being evaluated from the top down. You would just have people, I would be doing something, creating some content with the players out there, and there would just be someone there watching, just watching. I think this guy's name was Tom Brady, actually. He introduced himself. He was an advisor, and he would just watch everything. And so now, after months of sort of gauging everything, now they're starting to implement these changes organizationally, and they had the most salary cap money during the offseason. They brought in some fantastic free agents, spent very, very wisely. Now they have a chance to get their quarterback of the future in probably Jaden Daniels, maybe Drake May. I think it's going to be Daniels. And they're looking at building a new stadium as well. So a lot of the rot has been cut out from this organization, and now it's, we can take a deep breath. There's no guarantees, but this has the potential to be a foundational draft for the Commanders with, what, 8 draft picks, 6 in the top 100, and you get the number 2 overall pick, and you spent your money wisely during the offseason, and you've got a new ownership group. There's a lot of reasons to be excited if you're a Commanders fan. Doesn't guarantee anything, but I can see why when you talk to fans here, they're like, you know what, now we got a chance.
Well, especially because you've seen in recent years teams that did really well in the NFL draft, namely teams who have drafted good quarterbacks, how quickly their team has turned around. Look at the Texans last year. What CJ Stroud has done is certainly not, it's the exception. It's not the norm when you see young quarterbacks come into the league and be extremely successful. But we also saw it with Joe Burrow, the way that he came in almost immediately. And I know he had some injuries, but still, you see how quickly a turnaround can happen if you draft correctly and you have some really good draft picks and a lot of draft capital. So I think both of us, and I think the lines are kind of sold on Jaden Daniels going second overall to the Commanders. Mm-hmm. He's minus 450 over at BetMGM right now. But what's the case for Drake May? Like, I'm sure that you have talked to a lot of people who are analyzing the film, who are doing all of the X's and O's and trying to see how he might be compatible with the Commanders. Is there a chance that the Commanders take him? Or do you think it's, you know, pretty much Jaden Daniels?
I think it's going to be Daniels, but listen, Adam Peters, the GM of the Washington Commanders, is a big Drake May guy and was even when he was out in San Francisco. And I think the case for Drake May is he's a different type of player than Jaden Daniels, but he doesn't take the hits that Jaden Daniels takes. And also, there is probably a greater ceiling as far as him being able to throw the football. And also, he has less experience than Jaden Daniels. I think this is where you have to take experience into effect and really take a hard look at it. And Double D and I were debating about this yesterday, but in the college game, Jaden Daniels has been in college for a while now. And when you're a dominant quarterback, if you're a dominant player at that position and you have an extra year or two of experience, then you can dominate the game. That's why we're seeing more quarterbacks being pumped up for this draft than we've seen in a long, long time. Drake May has not played for a long time in college. So the thought is, yes, Jaden Daniels is more developed, but also he's had a lot more time to develop. So if you give that same time and allot it to Drake May, maybe he could be even better. That's why it is such a difficult decision to make, and I understand why the Commanders have gone back and forth, but I think they're leaning Daniels here.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and I don't know if there's a right answer here, but I know that you're very close to the Commanders organization. I see some of the hits that Jaden Daniels took in college, and somebody made like a mashup compilation reel where the caption was, he looks like a cartoon character when he takes some of these hits because they're just so violent. And of course, he plays in the SEC where the defenses are very tough and very NFL ready. But is there any worry here that maybe Jaden Daniels is a repeat of what we saw with RG3, where, you know, the injuries could be a concern?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And there are some people who aren't necessarily high on Jaden Daniels compared to Drake May, who say, I'm kind of seeing Robert Griffin III here. And that's the thing that you have to be careful with. He does take a lot of hits. He's very wiry. Now, you can teach him to slide. You can teach him to go out of bounds. The risk is, and this is a very delicate thing in the NFL. Look, this guy is a total game changer. We know that. But how do you make sure that you take advantage of his feet? How do you make sure you take advantage of what he can do on the ground in the air, but also not so much that he takes too many hits and he becomes ineffective, right? Like we saw that with Cam Newton, he was a beast early on and then he was done because he took so many hits. He built like a linebacker. Same thing with Lamar Jackson. And the Ravens are very good about being selective when he takes off. So even though I know he's been banged up, he still has that speed and elusiveness. I think that's how you want to play Jaden Daniels. But it's easier said than done, because how many guys have we seen in college who run and they're great with their feet, but then they get to the pros, they get knocked around, and they lose that elusiveness? That's the gamble that you, or that's the risk that you run with Jaden Daniels here. I still think he's the right pick, but I understand those concerns for sure.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, but even if you look at Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson, like if he turns out to be as good as those guys,
yeah, that's true.
I still think it's a great pick. You know, Cam Newton went to a Super Bowl. So did Lamar Jackson. I know he's not, Jaden Daniels is not nearly as big as Cam Newton. So that's where the concerns arise. But we'll see. I do think that he would be my choice if I had the team. But I'm excited to see what he does in the NFL. But while you're enjoying the action tonight, or looking for the best analysis and insights on your team's newest player, BetMGM Tonight is your destination. As the picks are happening, they'll bring you all the angles on how to bet win totals, divisional winners, and fantasy markets as they change throughout the night. You can listen anywhere with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your radio stuff. All right, so let's look at some of the draft picks and some of the projections, because ESPN took fan behavior and came up with this mock draft on how people are expecting the draft to pan out. Of course, everybody is expecting the Chicago Bears to take Caleb Williams first overall, the quarterback from USC. Then it's Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders, and the Patriots taking Drake May. Do you think the Patriots are a good fit for Drake May? Because when I see some of these quarterbacks who I think have the potential to be like a little mid, I look at these teams and it feels like they're just collecting mid quarterbacks. Like they don't have good quarterbacks. They just have a bunch of like dudes. Am I being too harsh on Drake May here?
Drake May has the potential to be a star in the NFL. There's no question about it. Like, you can't, if Drake May falls to you and you need a quarterback, you should take him. You should absolutely take him. Like, mechanically, he's a little inconsistent, but there's not a better quarterback in the draft as far as reading the defenses and being ready to go. Now, he'll make some bad decisions at times, but there's no question he has the arm talent and the decision-making generally before the play starts. I think that's where a lot of scouts are really big on Drake May is like, listen, he's got to be smarter with the football. But as far as reading the defense and getting your offense ready to go at the line of scrimmage, he's better than anyone in the draft. So, again, this is a quarterback-heavy draft, and I feel like there's definitely a – we've got those top tier, those top three quarterbacks, Williams, Daniels, and May, and then there's a drop down to the next tier. If that guy falls to you and you need a quarterback and the Patriots need a quarterback, you got to take him.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a quarterback, you need a quarterback. And the thing is, if you pass somebody by and they end up being the face of a franchise for another team, that's when you're really kicking yourself. Because when you have these high draft picks, this is when you get a quarterback. But I will say from a talent perspective, feels like there's a lot of really good receivers, starting with Marvin Harrison Jr., who at one point people thought might go first overall. Of course, he is an extreme talent, a legacy. If you've heard of the name Marvin Harrison, yeah, that's his son. He is the wide receiver out of Ohio State and projected to go fourth overall to the Cardinals. The guy that I want my Titans to get is Malik Nabers. He's projected to go to the Chargers. I don't think the Titans will get him. I don't think he will drop all the way to 7, but a freak athlete out of LSU who has produced all kinds of talent at receiver. Jenks, as far as positional talent goes, do you think this is like one of the better wide receiver classes we've seen in a while?
Oh, yeah, it's massive. I feel like Marvin Harrison is the biggest can't-miss prospect in the draft. Like, if overall, like, of course, quarterback is the hardest. Yeah, the save. Like, he's going to be a star. Like, name aside, if he has everything you want in a receiver. He does everything correctly, which is not a surprise. And also, when you're talking about a guy who his father was a pro, it's not just, oh, his dad was good. It's that he's going to know how to be a pro. I think there's a very distinctive difference here. Just because you're the son of a football player doesn't necessarily you have the athletic talent. But if you do, you'll know how to be a professional. I think that's the key there with Marvin Harrison Jr. And then you look at Roma Dunze out of Washington. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy is an absolute stud. Malik Nabers, a stud as well. And so I'm very curious to see what the Bears are going to do at 9, because will they go defense? Will they use someone to protect Caleb Williams? Or will they go the Bengals route and say, all right, we have one of these ready-to-go stud pro receivers that Caleb Williams can throw to. We'll worry about the line later. So that's really what I'm fascinated to see tonight. What are the Bears going to do at 9? And one of those receivers could be there, and they might be able to do something with that.
Well, and here's the other interesting aspect about the NFL draft. It's not just the guys getting drafted. There are some big names that could get traded tonight. Brandon Ayuk of the Niners is your betting favorite, 2-1. T. Higgins has been begging for a trade for like a year now. We will see as all of the drama unfolds tonight. I just hope that my Titans make a good pick. That's all I'm hoping for.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.